Before we begin, please be aware that this episode discusses topics related to stress and anxiety. If these subjects are sensitive to you, please take care whilst listening and pause if you need to.
Behavioral activation continuation. In the previous podcasts, we learned a little bit about the importance of capturing your activities in your baseline diary and trying to identify those kind of gaps, but also opportunities. We also talk about routine, necessary, and pleasurable activities and how much that kind of combination of those is important for managing that kind of well-being. We use that kind of three-legged stool analogy. In this podcast, we're going to continue with step three. Ranking lab and study-based activities by difficulties. So once you identify which activities have dropped away or become too difficult, the next step is to rank them based on how manageable they feel right now, taking your current mood and energy levels into the account. Low mood can make everyday academic and lab tasks feel overwhelming. And behavioral activation works best when you start small with tasks that feels achievable. As your motivation gradually builds, you can slowly take on more challenging tasks. So rank your activities. What is the easiest? What's moderate and what's difficult? Everyone's rankings will look differently depending on their situation and how they're feeling. For example, easiest activity could be routine, cleaning your lab bench, organizing your notebook. Necessary, checking your university email or finding a deadline. Pleasurable could be listen to podcast or send a message to your lab friend. Moderate activities. Routine could be writing up one experiment in your lab notebook. Necessary could be booking lab equipment, respond to your supervisor's feedback. Pleasurable could be having coffee with a colleague or attend a student social event. And difficult activities. Routine could be starting writing a lab report or dissertation section. Necessary could be arranging a supervisor's meeting or preparing for presentation. And pleasurable could be join a new club or give a talk at departmental level. One tip. Tasks, they don't have to feel easy to go into the easiest category. They just need to be more doable compared to any other task that you're doing. So making activities more doable is really important by breaking them down. Break large tasks into the smaller bits and pieces. For example, writing the lab report could be mean open document and writing the title. It's just important to begin with something. You can also use a 5-minute rule. Aim to do this particular task just for 5 minutes. And after 5 minutes, if you feel the same, that you just can't bother doing that, just stop, have a break, have a cup of tea, and enjoy that cup of tea. And after you finish the cup of tea, tell yourself, I'm going to do it again for 5 minutes. You can also ask somebody to join or support you. Working alongside someone can really increase accountability. Next step is scheduling activities into your week. So once you managed to rank all your activities, the next step is to plan them into your week. Research shows we are far more likely to follow through on something when we schedule it rather than waiting to feel motivated. Remember, action before motivation. The three crucial principles with scheduling is that every task should be graded. So start with easiest activity, especially if you have been feeling low or disconnected from your work for a while. Gradually move to more challenging tasks when you feel ready. The tasks and activities should be balanced. Try to aim to schedule a mix of routine tasks, for example, setting your bench or prepping the practicals, necessary tasks, sending important emails or admin tasks, and the pleasurable tasks, like chatting with your lab mate or doing your hobby. If your week is packed with only routine and necessary activities, your mood may not improve. Even one small pleasurable activity can help to break this vicious cycle. All tasks should be specific. The more specific your plan is, the more likely you're going to follow it through. Your schedule should answer what, when, where, and with who. For example, what could be review spectroscopy notes? When? Tuesday, 2 till 2:30 p.m. Where? Library or quiet study area. And with who? Alone or within the study group. So just to give you the example, what if I have a task to organize chemical stockroom spreadsheets? When? I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that on Wednesday at 3 p.m. for 20 minutes. Where? Computer in the main lab office. And with who? With the research assistant. Next step is to implement and monitor your activities. This is a stage where you're beginning carrying out the activities that you have planned and for you to start to monitor your mood and motivation levels. It is really important to monitor your mood. Use your activity diary to note how you're feeling. Before tasks, for example, I was 30% motivated, and compare it to after the task is completed. For example, I felt 55% uplifted or accomplished. Even small improvements are a sign that you're increasing your activity and that increasing in your activity is actually working. Remember, be flexible. Life in a lab isn't always predictable. Experiments overrun. Schedules shift. If you can't complete an activity, that's okay too. You can postpone it for another time. You can swap it with something more manageable. Reflect on what got into your way without self-criticism. It is also important that you gradually increase your activity levels. After a week or two completing easier tasks, you might notice a slight increase in your energy, a bit more clarity, and also rebuilding that kind of sense of routine. That's a cue to start adding more moderate or difficult activities at your own pace. There are some common obstacles and solutions. Obstacle one, it feels too hard to start. Solution for this, you can use the 5-minute rule. Just begin with something. The task is too big. Break it down into the smaller chunks. No time. Prioritize, but also schedule short bursts that will allow you time. I don't feel better. Complete task despite how you feel, not because you're feeling ready. Sometimes following the plan, not the mood, is the best solution for having the sense of completion.